State Attorney General Javier Becerra joined 22 other states and the city of Los Angeles in a lawsuit against the Trump administration over its decision to weaken fuel efficiency standards. California and 13 states already have tougher emissions rules, and diluted standards would harm the environment, according to this lawsuit. For more, we turn to the KCBS RingCentral Newsline and talk with Daniel Cammon, professor of energy at UC Berkeley and science envoy for the U.S. State Department. Professor, thanks for being with us. My first question is this. Does the federal government believe that it has the right to overrule California's stricter standards?
Well, they haven't thought they had that right for the past 30 years when they granted the California's first waiver and have granted 100 subsequent waivers. And since we know that the legal system does work by the precedent system, that's a pretty strong statement that California does have this right.
So the Trump administration comes along. It is challenging the rules in court. Do you think the lawsuit has a chance?
I really don't. It was challenged before under President Bush II. California prevailed then. And it's essentially a freebie for the federal government. What California and the 22 other states in Los Angeles do is essentially innovate, invest in better technology, work with industry, and do so to a degree that demonstrates that better health often comes at a lower cost and, ironically, comes with more jobs. So I don't think this lawsuit has standing, except for the incredibly fractionate and polarized time we're in. But I think California will prevail.
Is the argument from the federal government that I'm trying to wrap my head around what is the cost to the federal government in terms of the California and other states having stricter guidelines? Is it that it puts an undue burden on the industry itself to accommodate them?
Well, actually, industry has chosen to work with California. And so, if anything, it actually lowers costs for the federal government, because what it does is it tests out the technical steps and the economic steps that we know will be coming next under the Federal Clean Air Act, which is thankfully still standing, although battered by this president.
When you look at the practical implications for automakers going forward, whatever they thought privately about fuel economy standards, they wanted a standard across the country, right, to make it easier to make cars. It's harder for them to make this type of car here and this type of car for there.
Well, it used to be the case. That's not really so anymore, because essentially everywhere else, all of Europe, East Asia, have standards much more like what California has. And so essentially what automakers are doing are making the cars for the California, the European, the Asian markets, and they would do that anyway. And so it doesn't really cost them more. In fact, what it really does is it helps them to plan for the future that everyone, except for this president, seems to be coming, to believe is coming. And that's really one where the air quality benefits, the health benefits, and the climate benefits all line up. And so why Mr. Trump is pursuing this, I think, is really just the classic anti-California politics. But it's one that hurts Americans, and it hurts Americans in some of the poorest communities the hardest.
Professor, thanks as always for your time. We appreciate that. Daniel Cammon is professor of energy at UC Berkeley and science envoy for the U.S. State Department.